Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Siman Reish Samech. This is page 62 in the Mishnah Berurah. So we're beginning the Dinim of Hachnasas Shabbos. So tonight, we're going to learn Se'if Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah Lirchot, Kol Guf Ovim, Yev Shal Lirchot, Panav Yad Raglav, B'cham Berav Shabbos. A person should wash his entire body, and if he can't wash his entire body, so he should at least wash his face, hands, and feet with hot water on Erev Shabbos. U'mitzvah Lachuf HaRosh L'Galeach HaTziparnai. In addition to that, a person should wash his hair and should cut his nails on Erev Shabbos. And the says the Ramah, im hayu sa'arus rosho gedolos, if his hair is very long, mitzvah legalchan, he should get a haircut in honor of Shabbos as well. Ukshenotel tziparnov lo yitolos im kesidron. Once we're talking about cutting nails, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a person is cutting his nails shouldn't cut his nails in the order of his fingers, one finger after the other. V'yaschil b'smol, he should begin with his left hand, the kmitza, with the finger called the kmitza, which is the fourth finger on the hand. It's what we call the ring finger. It's called the kmitza because when they would take a kometz for the korban mincha, that was the last finger that held the flour in. Ubi yamin be'etzpa, and on the right hand, he should begin with the etzpa. The etzpa is what we call the pointer, the index finger. V'simin lazeh, and the simin to remember of the order of how to cut your fingernails. Dibehega bismalo ubidaga biyamin. So dalet beis hey gimel aleph, fourth finger, second finger, fifth, third, first on the left hand, and second, fourth, first, third, fifth on the right hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mitzvah mipnei kvod haShabbos. The mitzvah is mipnei kvod haShabbos to do all of these preparations like showering and things like that. Mikol makom ein zechov gemura. It is a mitzvah, but it is not an absolute chov. Someone who fulfills this mitzvah gets rewarded for so doing. But if you're not mekayim this mitzvah, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch calls it a mitzvah as opposed to a chiyuv is that if you don't do it, you don't get punished for it. It's just that you get credit for doing it. But one needs to be very careful that the bathing should not lead him to chil Shabbos. Unfortunately, during the winter time, when the days are very, very short, a lot of people make a mistake about it. A lot of people mess up, and they end up being mechal Shabbos. That they wait up until it's almost Shabbos already when they start to bathe. And even if they finish the actual bath or the actual shower before it's Shabbos, they're still assumed to violate in the immediate aftermath of a shower. Sometimes they'll comb their hair and they're going to pull out hairs, which is a melacha d'oraisa on Shabbos. And a lot of times when he's finished, he's going to squeeze out water from the towel or the washcloth that has water absorbed in it, and that's an issur of schita, which is mishum mechabes. It's laundering because you're laundering the cloth by getting rid of the water that's inside of it. Anyone who has a sense of Yiras Shamayim should do whatever he can to stop people from this. And then he'll have the zchuyos of the rabbi more observing the halacha properly. And also, you don't want to be blamed for other people's averos. And if you have the opportunity to stop other people from doing an avera, and you choose not to stop other people from doing that avera, then you're going to be blamed for it. Everyone knows the Maimer Chazal. Someone who has the ability to make a macha against his family members who are doing averos, and he doesn't, he's viewed as if he himself is violating those averos. And if a person has the ability to prevent people in his city from doing an avera, and he chooses not to prevent them from doing so then he's considered as if he's done the avera along with the members of his city. So it's very important not to violate any halacha in the attempt to do this great mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos. Lirchot, so the mitzvah is to bathe. There's a mitzvah to bathe even for women as well. And oftentimes in the wintertime, when it's a very short day, one is forced to only do the mitzvah rechitza by washing one's face and one's hands. And for men also, that will have to suffice if you don't have time. You came home late from work, you don't have time for a shower. At least wash up, at least wash your face and wash your hands. Kol gufo hainu b'chamin, and the entire body should be bathed in warm water in honor of Shabbos. V'raglav, and your feet also. V'cha'esei nogin lizarbizan. Nowadays we're not so careful about washing the feet. V'efshar d'davka b'medinusayim, sh'regin leilich yochi, f'darko lirchatz b'mayim, b'pnei ha'avak v'ha'afar. That, yeah, in the old days where they used to walk around barefoot, or they would walk around with open foot sandals, open toe sandals, where there would be in the dirt, in the mud, in the sand, so they'd have dirt all over their feet. So it made sense that when you'd wash up very quickly, you'd wash your hands, face, and feet. Mashainkin b'medinusayinu, as opposed to nowadays. Primogadim makes a very similar ha'ara earlier in Shulchan Aruch Ayin Shab. Be'erev Shabbos, what then becomes a Be'erev Yom Tov? These halachos are not only about Erev Shabbos, they're also about Erev Yom Tov. Yom Chamishi lo v'yakrid de'Shabbosa. But if it's already on, if it's way back to Thursday, that's not considered the Kavod Shabbos. That's too far removed from Shabbos for it to be considered the Kavod Shabbos. Ele im kein e'ef shalo lirchotz be'erev Shabbos, unless you know that you're not going to be able to bathe on Erev Shabbos. Oz kol kamed mikol v'Shabbos tfei mali v'chein l'nin staper. Then obviously, the closer you get it to Shabbos, the better off you are, meaning better to shave and take a haircut and bathe on Friday. But if you know you're not going to be able to do those things, so do it on Thursday. Be'erev Shabbos v'yom chamishi makpid on shelo litlan. Now we said about cutting fingernails, there are those that are makpid dafka not to cut fingernails on Thursdays. Because on the third day from when they're cut, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so if you cut it on Thursday, on Shabbos itself, that's when they begin to come back, to grow back. Because then it turns out that you didn't really do something with Kavod Shabbos because it's coming back to grow. Another hakpada, we're just going to mention a lot of hakpadas about cutting fingernails, is that people should not cut their fingernails and their toenails on the same day. And we should save to only cut them on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. The proper thing is to cut the toenails on a Thursday and the fingernails on a Friday. Isa b'gemara. The Gemara then tells us, how does one dispose of fingernails? Hasarif tzipernayim chassid. Someone who burns them is a chassid. Kovran tzaddik. Someone who buries them is a tzaddik. Zarkon, if you just discard them and let them be, rasha, then such a person is a rasha. Shema tavar lei nishu muberes v'tapil. Because the Gemara in the third parak of Katan says that if a pregnant woman were to walk over fingernails, it could be a sakana that will cause her to have a miscarriage. And that would be a horrible thing for a person to be responsible for by just discarding his fingernails in such a way. So if you're in a place where women are not commonly found, such as a base medrash, or you're in a sauna that's a men's only, it's only used by men, so then you're allowed to be zorek the fingernails. That's not going to be a problem. Gami Sasham b'Gemara, the Gemara also says, that even though fingernails can be dangerous for a pregnant woman, it's only dangerous in the very spot where they had fallen. But if you then sweep up the fingernails, you gather the fingernails, and you throw them out, you throw them out of the room, so then that's not going to be a problem. Right? This is an issue. A lot of pregnant women ask, are you allowed to get a manicure when you're pregnant? So what's wrong with getting a manicure? You cut your nails and you get them painted or whatever. What would be the problem? Problem is that you go into the manicure, I don't know what they call it, parlor, shop, whatever. You're going into the place and there are fingernails all over the place. So that's certainly something that should be avoided. Because of Prisha Simuration Mem Aleph, Mikandim Chatach Bebeso Bemakam Deshchichi Nashi, if based on this, since the Gemara says if you throw it out of the room, it's not going to be a problem. So if you cut your fingernails in a place where a lot of women are around, Venafel Miyado Ktsas Tziparnov, and some of your fingernails fell and you lost them, yichabed also makom gizizim makom shuv lasan ba. Just sweep around the whole area, or take a one of those blowers, a leaf blower or something, and it will blow everything around, and nothing will be in its original place, and therefore it's going to be fine. The El Yerabba kasav de'efshar tedafka k'sheshlichon chutz l'cheder v'shinu makom. The El Yerabba says no, just sweeping it around the room and moving it from one end of the room to the other is not enough. It needs to be taken outside of the room. And after a person cuts their fingernails, another halacha to be aware of is that you should do netilas yadayim ukedel b'simen dalid, like we said way back in Simen Dalid. Then we said if your hair is long, so you should legalchan, you should get a haircut on Erev Shabbos, betar or b'misparayim, with a blade or with scissors, v'atam k'dei shal yichlos Shabbos k'shu menuvel, so that a person shouldn't look unkempt going into Shabbos. Yesh mekom b'shein megalchan ve'notan siparayim v'rosh chodesh, afilu chal b'yom Erev Shabbos kodesh. There are people who are makbid never to cut their fingernails or to get a haircut even on Rosh Chodesh, even if that Rosh Chodesh happens to fall on Erev Shabbos, ki chen tziva Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid, because that was one of the things in the tzava'a of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. And some people are very makbid about Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, some people are not so makbid about Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, most of us are somewhat makbid about some of the things it says in the tzava'a of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, and not for some of the other things it says in Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. So the Mishnah just quotes it as a yesh mekomos, that there are those places where even if Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday and there's a mitzvah on Friday to cut your nails and to cut your hair, to shave, all those things, even though it's a mitzvah to do those things, but those who are careful about the tzavah of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, that they don't marry someone who has the same name as their mother, and they don't and they don't close off any windows, and they don't wear shoes of a dead man, and all the different things that you have in the tzavah of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, right? Two sisters don't marry two brothers. Someone just told me on Shabbos that he married his brother's wife's sister, and before doing it, he asked Rav Yosvei whether he should be careful about this because it's supposed to be Rabbi Chassid. Two brothers marry two sisters. So Rav Yosvei said, you have to ask Rav Meisha, but don't send the shliach. You have to ask him yourself and get directly from Rav Meisha what he says. So he asked Rav Meisha, and Rav Meisha said, mandalo kapit lo kapti. If you're not makbid about it, no one's going to be mad. It's not a problem. And Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was really only writing for his family. We don't need to be super careful about the tzavos Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Sivkat and ches lo yitol betashmitz kasher shmaram lo diktek bazeh. So we said that you shouldn't cut your fingernails in a row, right? You should skip some nails. So and then come back to them. So the Tashmitz writes that the Maram wasn't careful about this. V'chein kasher al ari mikol malkom yesh yizor lechadchila. The Mishmur still recommends being careful about this lechadchila. Rav Shechter thought that the logical explanation for skipping nails is just so that if in the days where they would use large scissors to cut their nails, and if you're not paying attention, you might cut your finger off, so it just keeps you focused when you know that there's a Seder Hadvarim that you have to follow. But if you're just doing one nail after the other, you might do it mindlessly and you might cut your finger off. So that's what he thought was the pshat in terms of why people do this, especially considering that the Arizal was not careful about it, so it's hard to imagine that al pi Kabbalah it's all that important. So let's review what we learned today. Point number one, we learned that it is a mitzvah lechachila to bathe on Erev Shabbos, but not at the risk of violating pulling out hairs or squeezing out towels. If you can't bathe the entire body, then at least bathe your hands and your face. We don't have to bathe our feet, bizman hazeh, if we're just doing hands and face. Second point we said is that bathing, nail cutting, and hair cutting should specifically be done on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, preferably not Thursday, because that's a little too early, and especially not nail cutting on Thursday, because that's going to grow back on day 3, which is Shabbos. And then we learned a whole bunch of hakpados related to nail cutting. We said don't do fingers and toes on the same day, that if you burn it you're a chassid, if you bury it you're a tzaddik, if you throw it away you're a rasha. We learned that you can throw nails where women shouldn't be or aren't commonly found, or you could just sweep them into a different room, perhaps even a different side of the room. We learned that you should do netilas yadayim after you cut your nails and after you get a haircut. We learned that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said no nail cutting or haircuts on Rosh Chodesh, even if it's Erev Shabbos. And finally we learned that one skips fingers when cutting nails, Dalet Beis Hey Gimel Aleph on the left, Beis Dalet Aleph Gimel Hey on the right, even though the Arizal was not particularly makbid about that. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Reish Samach Si'if Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening.